When I was outside from the Christian faith, I was unsuccessfully persuaded by many of Christian friends.
當我未認識基督的時候，我有很多基督的朋友嘗試去說服我， 但都是失敗的。
My basic responses were, how can I believe when I look at the churches or those Christians around?
我當時有時時的反應，就說我怎麼可以相信呢？當我看見教會是這樣，或者其餘的基督徒是這樣的時候，我怎麼可以相信啊？
Of course, they usually responded, please do not look at those churches or particular people who just attend the church.
當然，當時他們大部分的回應都是說，你不要看那些教會，也不要看那些人，你只是回教會。
Rather, look at Jesus.
而且你是重要的，就是望向耶稣。
Aren't we still saying that?
今天我們實在是不是都是這樣說呢？
Now, as a seasoned pastor, I think they are really sad statements, though it reflects the reality of still secular lifestyle of many Christians.
到今天，我已經是一位比較多經歷的牧師。我覺得剛才這些聲明是一些很可悲的聲明，因為它反映了有很多基督徒的生活仍然是一個很俗世的生活。
He surely puts Jesus on a pedestal apart from the people who name after him, and the belief in him becomes an abstraction removed from any demonstration of his meaning in the world.
而且这一样东西也是将耶稣真的挤在一个台上，是跟其余那些说认识他或者是跟随他的人是不同的，因为这些人他们的生命是不能够去反映到或者是显示到那个生命在世上的意义。
Yes, thoughtful thinking is a denial of what is most basic to the gospel, incarnation.
就是那種的想法，就是拒絕去接受最基本的福音的基礎，就是講到道成肉身。
God becomes one of us to show how we should live.
就是上帝成為我們人的其中一個，去顯示告訴我們怎樣去生活。
We believe every Christian should be a little Christ.
我們相信每一個基督徒應該都是一個小基督。
Our lives must tell them who Jesus is and what he cares about.
我們的生活，我們的生命應該是告訴別人，耶穌是哪一位，而且他所關顧的是什麼。
I still believe that people should be able to see and feel what the gospel is about by our exemplar daily lives.
我仍然相信，其余的人应该可以看到，也感受到福音是什么，当他看见我们每日的生活。
Today's scripture includes somewhat perplexing element.
今天的经文包含了一些比较令人困扰的元素。
It deals with both women and men who were outcast in the first century Jewish society.
他是讲到一个女人和一个男人，他们在第一世纪的犹太社会里面来讲，都是一些被遗弃、被驱逐的一群。
Both were doubly unacceptable.
他们是双重的不被接纳。
One as a Gentile and woman.
其中一个是一个外邦人，也是一个女人。
And the other as both hearing and speech impaired.
另外一個是聽不到，也是說不到的。
Surely they were regarded as unclean.
當然，在當時來說，他們是被認為是不潔淨的。
However, the bigger problem is that the text itself indicates Jesus himself has a difficulty to seeing God's grace extended beyond ethnicity and the line of disability.
但更大的問題，就好像說在這個經文當中，好似 顯示到耶穌他自己都好像有困難去看見上帝的恩典能夠延伸到這些不同的種族或者不同程度的殘疾人身上。
Of course, eventually he comes through.
但當然，耶穌最後都是渡過了的。
This story of Jesus and woman embarrassed many commentators.
就是耶穌跟一個婦人的故事， 就令到很多的釋經家都好像覺得有點尷尬。
Because Jesus does not appear here in the best light.
就好像耶穌在 個嘅事件當中咧，唔好顯示佢最好嘅一面。
This is not the kind of story our Lord Jesus might say. We think.
我哋會覺得，誒，一啲唔係耶穌應該要講係會講嘅説話。
But Jesus understands that his mission is to only Israel in the story.
喺一個嘅事件當中咧，好似耶穌佢嘅明白咧，就係話佢嗰個嘅使命只係為到以色列人嘅啫。
It is true that he implies that later there may be a time for ministry among the Gentiles. Still, his statement shows a limited perspective.
咁當然咧喺佢嗰個嘅説話當中咧，佢係暗示咗喺遲啲嘅時間咧，一個嘅外邦人嘅事工都會展開嘅。咁但係佢一個嘅聲明咧，好似係顯示咗佢一個好有限度嘅角度觀點。
His initial refusal seems very insulting.
佢最開始個嗰個嘅拒絕咧，好似有啲嘅侮辱性。
Many commentators try to beautify the Tom dog, or try to escape the plain and painful intent of his words, but dog is not humans.
好多嘅釋經家咧，嘗試去美化一個狗嗰個嘅字眼，而且咧嘗試去逃避去講到關於一個咁直接嘅一個比較痛苦嘅一個嘅嗰個字嗰個嘅含義，而狗係唔係人
？The contrast with the term the children suggests second-class citizenship at best.
而狗同一個孩子們嗰個嘅對比咧，亦都係提議到去一個係好似一個嘅第二等嘅公民咁樣。
What Jesus' word plainly said was the woman was dog because of her nationality.
但點解耶穌去嗰個嘅嗰個字咧，係講到一個好似個婦人係嗰只狗咧，就因為佢嗰個嘅國籍。
That is apparently a racial arrogance, though he did not say that dogs should not be fed.
呢個好明顯係一個嘅種族嘅驕傲，而雖然佢冇講到話。因為狗咧係唔應該係被餵養嘅。
The woman's statement, however, which means Jesus' favor, is an indication of her strong faith in him.
但係呢個婦人嗰個嘅説話咧，佢個聲明咧，亦都係好明顯嘅係贏取咗耶穌嗰個嘅喜愛嘅，亦都係顯示到佢對耶穌嗰個好強嘅信心。
So yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
佢話主啊。唔錯，但係咧，狗喺桌子下亦都食孩子嘅碎渣兒。
She seems to see God's power for all in need.
佢呢個婦人好似睇到上帝嘅能力咧，係遍及所有有需要嘅人嘅。
God's grace never exhausted.
而上帝嗰個嘅恩典咧，係唔會耗盡嘅。
The woman says this, and Jesus knows it.
耶穌呢個婦人係咁樣講，而耶穌亦都知道。
It is strange that his realization did not occur to Jesus, but we can take a comfort that even our Lord was in need of learning, and sometimes gets it later.
一個咧好奇怪嘅就係一個嘅領悟咧，係唔係嚟自耶穌，而反而係嚟自嗰個嘅婦人。咁但係喺當中，我哋亦都有一個嘅安慰咧，就好似甚至我哋嘅主咧，佢都有一個學習嘅時候，而有時佢都係。遲啲先至去領受到嘅。
Matthew says that Jesus was silent for a moment, but did not say any word before he called the people dogs.
喺馬太福音嗰度咧，亦都係講到耶穌喺佢叫嗰個人係做狗嘅之前咧，佢都有一段時刻係安靜落嚟嘅。
Maybe there would be another silence of Jesus.
可能咧都係有另外一個嘅佢有另外一個嘅安靜嘅片刻。
It may be painful realization.
或者可能是一個很痛苦的領受。
Realization of his foreshortening vision, self-limiting mission, degrading another human being.
或者他明白原來他是有貶低其餘一個的人，或者是他一個很狹窄的一個的無意的很狹窄的看法，或者一個下意識的冷漠。
Of course, that's not on purpose.
但當然呢啲唔係一個係有目的嘅咁去做嘅。
Few of our worst sins are on purpose anyway.
但很多時候我們的、有時候我們的罪呢都 是有意的。
He had been accidentally arrogant, unintentionally small-minded, and unconsciously callous.
有時候他是、有意的、有意的去驕傲，或者是意外地的去驕傲，或者是、無意的去一個的、心胸的狹窄，或者是、下意識的冷漠。
So there was a silence.
所以呢，在當中是有一個片刻的安靜的時候。
And silences.
跟住就是又繼續有一個的安靜。
And then he broke the silence.
最後他就打破這個的沉默。
And with it, the chains of the past too.
而且是跟住落嚟係有一啲嘅過去嘅事件。
You're right, he replied quietly.
佢你係啱嘅，佢好安靜咁樣嚟去回答。
You may go. The demon has left your daughter.
佢話你離開啦，因為依一個嘅鬼已經係離開咗你啦。
I believe this story recognizes the genuine humanity of Jesus.
我明白咧，依一個故事咧係將到耶穌好人性嗰面咧係好顯露出嚟。
Some liberal theologians call it the conversion of Jesus.
有一啲嘅開放嘅自由派嘅神學家咧就叫佢。稱一個嘅事件為耶穌嘅改轉。
Of course, it is not conversion in the same sense of our conversions.
咁但當然咧，佢依一個嘅改變唔係講到好似我哋嗰種嘅改變。
But the incident certainly enlarged Jesus' vision, broadened his horizons, and tempered his judgment, and deepened his compassion.
但依件事件咧，好明顯係擴開咗耶穌嗰個嘅視野。亦都係擴闊咗佢嗰個嘅空間、那個範圍，亦都係調和咗佢嗰個嘅批評，甚至係加深咗佢嗰個嘅同情心。
Most of the rest of the New Testament is paced with the note of eager and inclusive universalism.
跟住落嚟嘅新約嘅片段咧，亦都係有嗰個嘅迫切感，同埋係有一個嘅包括其餘嘅其余国际的一个观念。
Standing in the temple in the very week of his death, Jesus declared, quoting Isaiah and Jeremiah, "My house shall be called the house of prayer for all the nations."
在他受死嗰个嘅礼拜嘅时候咧，耶稣企喺个圣殿嗰度，佢系引用以赛亚书同埋耶利米书，佢讲到话：我嘅殿必称为万国祷告嘅殿。
Note that all the nations.
我哋要留意嗰度讲到话万国。
Later, Jesus commands us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
而后嚟咧，耶稣亦都系去要我哋话，你哋要去使万民做我嘅门徒。
The second story of the healing of the man who has hearing impaired is told very graphically.
而跟住落嚟嗰個第二個嘅故事咧，就講到耶穌醫治一個又聾又啞嘅人，而佢個描述咧係好形象化嘅。
Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue.
耶穌咧就將佢領開離開眾人，去到一邊嘅時候，就用指頭探佢嘅耳朵，用唾沫。是抹在他那個的舌頭那裡。
Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha, that is, be opened."
然後呢，他就望天在那裡嘆息，對著他說，以法大，意思就是說，開了吧。
The scripture plainly tells, immediately his ears were opened, the tongue was released, and he spoke plainly.
而聖經喺嗰度咧，好清楚話俾我哋聽咧，跟住落嚟嗰個人嘅耳朵咧就開咗啦，佢嘅舌頭亦都解開咗啦，説話亦都清楚啦。
If you read this story related to the story of the Gentile woman, Jesus' attitude and saying is not private anymore.
嗱，如果我哋去睇依個嘅故事，係同正話嗰個嘅外邦人嗰、那個富人嗰個嘅故事相連起嚟嘅時候咧，我哋就睇到耶穌嗰個態度喺依度嘅講法咧，已經唔再係好係私隱咁樣嘅。
It is a fervent prayer.
係一個好強烈嘅一個嘅禱告。
It is fervent claim for himself as well as for the man.
佢係一個好強烈嘅一個嘅宣告，係對自己嘅宣告，亦都係對嗰個人嗰個男人嘅宣告。
He looked up in the heaven and sighed.
佢望向個天，然後喺度嘆息。
What he was doing, I'm sure, was offering a prayer for God's guidance and help.
佢喺度所做嘅嘢咧，我相信咧係佢係對神有一個嘅禱告，求神有一個嘅引導同埋佢嘅幫助。
I believe he thanks for the insight which is given to him through the Gentile woman.
我相信咧，佢係感謝上帝咧，係俾佢係從一個嘅外邦婦人當中咧，係睇到一啲嘅洞察力。
He realized with God's help, all things are possible.
佢亦都明白咧，係藉住上帝嘅幫助，凡事都能。
His sigh also indicates his compassion to all kinds of people.
佢嗰個嘆息咧，亦都係顯示到佢對所有嘅人嘅一種嘅同情。
Not only for those clean Israelites, but also for outcasts and the Gentiles.
唔單止係對嗰啲潔淨嘅以色列人，甚至係嗰啲被遺棄、被驅逐嘅一啲嘅外邦人。
God's grace is available to anyone asks.
而上帝嘅恩典咧，係臨在係所有請求佢嘅人。
He could and did feel out of love for all humanity the struggle, ridicule, pain, emptiness, and rejection that the man endured for years at the hand of others.
佢亦都係有嗰個嘅愛，係對所有嘅人類，佢哋嘅掙扎，佢哋被恥笑，佢哋嘅痛苦，佢哋嗰個嘅空虛，甚至佢哋嗰個被人嘅嗰個嘅拒絕。
Epata, which means open up or be opened, is, I believe, the calling.
以法大個意思咧就話開了吧，或者張開嗰個意思，我相信咧係一個嘅呼召。
Calling for him too.
亦都係對佢嘅一個嘅呼召。
Calling for us to open our ears and tongues.
係對我哋一個嘅呼召，就叫我哋打開我哋嘅耳朵同埋我哋嘅舌頭。
It is also the calling for us to hear others and speak for those who are in need and different.
亦都係叫一個嘅呼召，就係叫我哋去留意去聽其餘嘅人，亦都係去為到嗰啲有需要嘅人嚟去説話。
It is calling for us to leap over the boundaries set up either by ourselves or by social systems or tradition.
呢個呼召亦都係叫我哋跳躍去超越我哋嗰個嘅界限。一個界限可能是由我們自己或者是一個的社會的制度所設立的。
Christian conversion is fundamentally a turning toward Jesus Christ, a grateful and faithful acknowledgement of Him as Lord.
就是基督徒的一個的改轉的一個轉變，就是一個很基本的，就是講到話我們是轉向耶穌基督，是一個很有感恩的，一個很忠誠的 去承認耶穌是我們的主。
But Jesus warns us, even this is not enough.
但是耶穌是提醒我們，就說這樣的宣告不是足夠的。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
不是每一個人去 呼喊我說主啊主啊的都可以進入天國。
Not everyone who calls himself or herself a Christian has enlarged his or her heart enough to let Christ in.
不是每一個呢去稱上帝為主的基督徒呢都能夠是打開他們的心讓基督進入去那裡的。
So this morning I'd like to ask you one by one and to me, do you have this heart that is big enough to let Christ in?
所以今天我想是逐一個的，甚至是我自己都是去問這個問題，就是我們的心有沒有敞開夠寬大的去讓耶穌基督進入來呢？
If not, or not yet, hear the word Jesus calls you this moment. Epatha, open up, be opened.
如果你仍然都是未能夠做到的時候，我們就聽今天耶穌對我們每一個人的呼召，就講到說以法大開了吧，張開佢啦。
A story tells of a simple laborer who was wonderfully saved and decided to join a local church.
有一個嘅故事咧，就講到有一個嘅南嶺嘅工人，佢咧就係接受咗個救恩，而且咧就好想去參加一個佢附近嘅一個教會。
The first church he visited was an impressive looking structure.
第一間去探訪的教會是一間很美麗、很宏偉的一個教會。
The minister was a splendid orator and the choir was famous for its musical ability.
那個牧者是一個很傑出的演講家，而那個詩班是出了名，是很有一個音樂的才能的。
But this poor man didn't realize that most of the congregations were people of high social rank.
但一個嘅工人咧，佢唔知道咧，原來喺一個教會入邊會有咧，大部分咧都係嗰啲上流社會嘅人嚟嘅。
So at the close of the service, no one stopped to shake his hand.
所以喺崇拜完咗之後咧，冇人嚟到去握佢嘅手。
Because they saw his threadbare suit and didn't want to be identified with the what they considered his low-class ethnic minority.
因為呢，那些人呢，見到他那個比較舊的衣服啦，咁然後就覺得不想同他認同他，作為一個嘅好似低下層的一個人。
Week after week, he was politically ignored, politely ignored.
所以每個禮拜呢，他都是很有禮貌地的去被拒絕。
Even though he often expressed a desire to become a member, nobody called on him.
就算咧，佢好想係成為一個教會嘅其中一個嘅會友，但係冇人去同佢接觸。
One night, after praying about the matter, he fell asleep and dreamed.
咁有一晚咧，佢就繼續為依件事嚟去禱告，咁但係就瞓著咗，然後就發咗一個夢。
He met the Savior and confided to him his problem.
咁佢咧就遇見救主，咁然後咧就同佢講出佢依個嘅問題。
The Lord gently replied, "My child, don't let it trouble you."
咁個主咧就好温柔咁樣同佢回應，就話：我嘅孩子啊，唔好讓依件事令你困擾啦。
I myself have been trying to get into the church for years without success.
我已經盡了很大的努力，是很多年來我都想進入這個教會，但我都不成功。
It is probably an imaginary story, but it has a pointed lesson.
雖然剛才這個是一個好像幻想的一個故事，但它都有一個很尖鋭的功課要我們學。
What are your standards or rules or faith for life?
那我們那個基督徒的生命是我們的標準或者我們的規則是怎樣的呢？
How big is your heart?
我哋嘅心有幾大咧
？Is it big enough to embrace others, disregarding their racial identity, cultures, sexes, ages, social status, any handicapped conditions？
個心咧夠唔夠大去擁抱其餘嗰啲人係或者係佢嗰個嘅種族嘅關係啊、文化嘅不同啊、性別啊、年紀啊、社會嘅地位啊，甚至佢係喺殘障嗰個嘅情況之下，我哋夠唔夠依一個嘅大力去擁抱佢哋咧
？Is it warm enough to melt the cold, humane indifference and the stubbornness？
我哋嘅心咧夠唔夠温暖嚟去融化人嘅冷漠咧，或者佢哋嗰個嘅固執咧
？Is it sensitive enough to feel others' pains, struggles and difficulties？
我們的心是夠不夠敏鋭來去感受到其餘人的痛苦、他們的掙扎或者他們的困難呢？
How widely open are your ears?
而我們的耳朵也都有幾打開去聆聽呢？
It is wide enough to hear the voice of God as well as fellow human beings?
我們的耳朵有沒有打開夠來去聽到上帝的聲音，或者我們其餘的人的聲音呢？
Are you hearing their sighs and their lamentations?
我哋有冇听到佢哋嗰个嘅叹息同埋佢哋嗰个嘅哀求呢？
Is your tongue tempered enough?
而我哋嘅舌头有冇系柔和呢？
Is it clean enough to praise the Lord?
系咪好洁净嘅，好让我哋能够去赞美上帝呢？
Is it under control in God's love and grace?
而我哋嘅舌头系咪喺上帝嘅爱同埋佢嘅恩典之下嚟去管制嘅呢？
If not, or not yet, again, hear the Lord, Epaphra, open up, be opened.
如果我們是未能做到的時候，我們再一次的去聆聽上帝的說話，就是說，以法大，開了吧，張開去吧。
Jesus' ministry is one of the liberation.
耶稣的事工是一个释放的事工。
Jesus works to set us free from the real restrictions that reduce our lives to level less than God's intention.
耶稣是愿意去叫我们释放我们去得自由，叫我们从一个捆绑当中去得到自由，好叫我们的生活不是活在一个低层次的，不是耶稣所愿意的那个层次那里。
Jesus comes for freedom and wholeness.
耶稣来到是要叫我们有自由，和叫我们有完整完全。
We are the ones who should follow the way of Jesus beyond all the world set up in our midst.
我们应该就是跟随耶稣，他能够超越了他在他脑海当中所设立的墙。
Have you ever heard the poem Christ and We written by Annie Johnson Flint?
我们有没有听过一句一篇的诗篇是讲到基督与我们？
I think this poem shows the spirit that each of us should have as little Christ.
我相信一首诗能够显示出我们每一个人都应该是一个小基督的精神。
Christ has no hand but our hand to do his work today.
基督没有手，但有我们的手去做我们今日的工作。
He has no feet but our feet to lead others in the way, in his way.
他没有脚，但有我们的脚去带领其余的人行走在他的道路上。
He has no tongue but our tongues to tell others how he died.
他没有舌头，但有我们的舌头去告诉其余的人他怎样死。
He has no help but our help to bring them to his side.
他没有帮助，但有我们的帮助去带领他们去到他的身旁。
We are the only Bible that careless world will read.
我们就是一个冷漠的世界唯一所读到的圣经。
We are the sinner's gospel.We are the scoffer's creed.
我们是罪人的福音，亦都是嘲笑人的道义。
We are the Lord's last message given in deed and word.
我们是主最后的信息，用行为及言语传达。
What if the line is crooked?
如果那条线是歪曲的。
What if the type is blurred?
如果那个的字是模糊的。
What if our hands are busy with other works than his?
如果我们的手是忙于其余的工作而不是他的工作。
What if our feet are walking where sin's allurement is his?
如果我们的脚是行在罪的引诱上。
What if our tongues are speaking of things his lips would spurn?
若果我们的舌头是讲一些他口唇不会讲的说话。
How can we hope to help him unless from him we learn?
我们如何可以去帮助他呢？除非我们从他身上学习。
Again, my prayers are with you all and with me. Epaphra, open up, be opened.
再一次的我的祷告就是愿以法大开了吧，张开吧。
May God bless your heart until you have this heart that is big enough to let Christ in, let all your neighbors in.
愿上帝祝福你，让你的心是能够打开的，能够让基督入你，甚至让你的邻居都是入到你的心当中。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.